There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. A lot of you guys are like, well, why? Tell me why. So, for example, some of you wonder why we have to keep peeing when we have a couple drinks of alcohol. Well, we'll tell you why. There's a study out that explains it. I think a lot of you guys already know the answer to this, but it's interesting nonetheless. Also, scientists have figured out why you get the munchies, right, when you smoke marijuana. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about looks like there's more news on the whole Patriots deflate gate. We think we know why it happened. And why men have control over how to make their sperm super healthy and virile. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. One of my questions on why is, how did Monopoly get to be so big and get to be one of the biggest games ever? All right? And that is a why I've wanted answered. There's a lot of whys I want answered. Why wouldn't Viggo Mortensen think I was sexy? You know, that kind of thing I'd like to know. But this was very interesting. I came across this article yesterday. There's a story behind Monopoly. I guess Elizabeth Maggie came up with the Monopoly game as a protest against capitalism. All right? She was a daughter of a progressive newspaper publisher from Illinois, and she filed a legal claim for her landlord's game back in 1903. So the game originated back then, 30 years before Parker Brothers started manufacturing the game Monopoly. I guess her story disputes the original myth that claimed Charles Darrow came up with Monopoly in the 1930s, saving himself and Parker Brothers from ruin. Okay, apparently Mary Pilon is an author of this new book about Monopoly's hidden history, and I love anything historical, so I think it's pretty cool. And I am looking at the patent of the game right now, which is really interesting. Back in 1904, January 5th, 1904, you see the board, and you see the properties, you see the railroad, but in the center, there are four squares. One that says wages, one that says public treasury, one that says bank, and then one that says RR, which is probably for railroad. Now, apparently, let's say, like remember the whole Rockefeller, Andrew Carnegie time? They had controlled much of the U.S. economy late 1800s, right? 19th century. So, there were a lot of disparities between the rich and the poor. Maggie was inspired to create the game by the theories of Henry George, an economist and a politician. He advocated the institution of a single land value tax to shift the tax burden from the poor to the wealthy landlords. Now, apparently per his economic, I guess, theory, every person legitimately owns 100% of the value they create, but natural resources, the value of the land, belongs to everybody in the community. So anyway, she loved these theories because she learned about them from her progressive father. Her father, I guess, ran for office on an anti-monopoly ticket. But when she was 37, she finally perfected her game. She was granted a patent in 1904. In 1906, she moved to Chicago, where she and fellow, I guess they called them Georgeists, form the Economic Game Company. Then she was able to self-publish her invention. She created two sets of rules for her game, an anti-monopolist set, which I guess rewarded when wealth was created, and then a monopolist set where you're supposed to create monopolies and crush opponents. I have to tell you, I get my butt kicked in Monopoly. I get my butt kicked because I'm like, I think I'm too nice. I mean, you have to be really, really brutal. All right, so she didn't really have any major financial backing, but left-wing intellectuals in the Northeast, I guess, liked it. College students took it up. Then they made their own boards, used rules Maggie laid out, etc. Then it spread to the Quaker community. And then, I guess, Charles Darwow pitched it to Parker Brothers. They snapped it up. The company struck a deal with Maggie to buy out her landlord's game patent, as well as two more of her game ideas. The game grew in popularity, etc. She, unfortunately, was pushed aside, they said. I don't even know how much money. Darrow became a millionaire. Huh. I don't know how much money she made from that. That'd be interesting if she made a lot of money from the game that she was, you know, criticizing. Anyway, by the 1970s, I guess everybody thought that the whole story of Darrow, etc. But it's really, really interesting. There's really not a lot of history prior to that. This is just something I'm reading. I have absolutely no idea, you know, what the hell the differences between the games are. But I think it's really, really interesting. Maggie died in 1948, a widow without children. From what I'm finding, she only made $500 from her idea. Huh. They were supposed to make a Monopoly movie a couple years back. I don't know if that was going to work out. But, you know, very, very interesting. You know, apparently there's this little political history. They say back in 1941, the British Secret Service commissioned special editions of Monopoly for World War II prisoners held by the Nazis. These were filled with hidden maps, compasses, and real money to help detainees escape. There was, did you know this, back in 1978, an all-chocolate edition of Monopoly, where you just eat chocolate. Back in 1985, the world's most expensive Monopoly set, worth around $2 million, was produced, made of gold with rubies, sapphires on the chimneys and houses. It is still the most played commercial board game in the world, with over a billion people having played it. I have probably lost. If I don't get Boardwalk and Park Place, I am done for. So it's very interesting. All right, that's the history of Monopoly, huh? All right, makes you want to go and, pay the taxes and land on Go and free parking. I used to hide out in jail. I thought that was awesome. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. Apparently, men have a lot more control over their virility and their I guess their sperm quality than we think. Okay, and I guess you have to eat right. There's a fertility expert. Her name is Zita West, midwife fertility expert, says there are ways that you can build really super good, juicy sperm. Now, they say a woman is born with all the eggs she will ever have in her lifetime, right? So, when I am, I guess, a fetus, a female fetus, I have all the eggs, and these eggs are supposed to, you know, be finite, all right, which is why I have to be very, very careful in gymnastics and not lose any, okay, because we don't want to, you know, fall down and, you know, be dropping eggs all over the place because I only have X amount of eggs. But men produce sperm all the time. Sperm live an average of a couple days, all right? But you are, which means you have a lot more control than I do. My eggs are already made. So if my little boys come out all googly-eyed and tongue sticking out and screaming, feed me, and, you know, whatever, that's already predestined. You know, that's just the way it is. Yet my your sperm, you could be changing. True, the genetic material doesn't change, but you could still, you know, make it, I don't know, faster swimmer, etc. So the sperm, much, much smaller than the egg. It's got the head that has the genetic material. Then it's got kind of the mid piece, which is the energy source of it. And then it has the tail, and the tail flagellates and propels the sperm forward. Stop the giggles. Now, the head of the sperm has this cap called the acrosome. Now, the acrosome is very vulnerable to damage. And in order for it, but it has to be because, it, remember, it's got to protect then the sperm with the genetic material. So the sperm has to kind of headbutt its way through, and then that all has to disappear so sperm genetic material and egg genetic material can unite. Okay? So the purpose of the sperm, as with any man, is to give the woman what she needs, okay? So the job of the sperm is to bring genetic material there. Now, you need semen. Nothing can be dry in the human body. Remember I said that? Nothing can be dry. Everything has to be moist. Everything has to have fluid. So there's semen. And we years ago talked about the nutritional component of semen, you know, and talked about the sugary components and why diabetics a lot of times have to be careful, but that's for another day. Anyway, there's citric acid, amino acids, fructose, enzymes, almost like, we're almost like reading the ingredients of Fanta, aren't we? Anyway, prostaglandin, potassium, and zinc. Now, as opposed to the acidic environment of the vagina, semen are slightly alkaline. Okay? Then the sperm are made in the seminiferous tubules in the testes, go up the vas deferens, gets mixed with the fluid, prostatic fluid, seminal fluid, and then they go out. Takes about 100 days for each sperm to become fully grown. You're making it all the time, but they have to grow. It takes about 100 days. 74 days for a single sperm to develop. Then it moves into the tubules in the coil tube called the epididymis. While it's in the epididymis, it has to spend 20 to 30 days maturing. Okay, remember, the female has no tolerance for immature male counterparts. So these sperm have to mature. So there's a sperm teacher sitting there and the epididymis going, no burpee, no, no burpee, no, 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 no fart sounds, no, no fart sounds. When you go to the lady, no, no, that is totally immature, no. When you go to the female, you're going to be nice, you're going to, no, stop it, no, no. Okay, so you see, they have to go through maturing. Now, they need energy. They also need the right amount of temperature, etc. Okay? So, they say when a sperm goes into a woman's reproductive tract to get to the egg, that type of a journey is as dangerous as a human swimming the Pacific Ocean. But each sperm not only has to make the journey, it has to beat out all his other comrades to win, which is very, very tough, okay, which is why they have to be mature. They can't be sitting there dinking around. Each sperm swims as fast as it can because it has to get to the fallopian tube. Remember, women do not get pregnant in the uterus. They get pregnant in the fallopian tube. Then the sperm has to lose its acrosome, drill into the egg, and then get, you know, start making the baby. Now, they say 40 million sperm or more are ejaculated to make this journey. See, men are smart. Men have all their covers. Their base is covered. You know, like when my husband was dating, Okay? You know, he needs to make sure, in the animal kingdom, in evolution, just the way it is, with the whole Darwinian survival of the fittest, men need to make sure that they have an adequate woman manning their progeny, if that's a proper term, okay? So, like, when my husband was, you know, on the hunt looking for the future mommy of his kids, I know, he failed and then ended up with me by default. No. He was studying me. He studied me for years. But he was very, very shrewd, my husband, okay? He had a lot of, shall we say, dress rehearsals and dry runs. And I'm glad he did, because by the time he got to me, we're talking encore presentation, standing ovation type of thing, okay? So he had to be ready, because remember, okay, you know, men, all they care about is making sure their seed develops well and has the best environment. They're not looking for the hottest wife. Ladies out there, you guys understand this. Okay? All right. Men are not out there looking for the hottest wife. True, maybe George Clooney was, etc. They are looking for the most appropriate mother for their offspring. If you are too sexy, I remember my dad telling me this. I told you guys a story. My father always said in front of my mother, he is so glad my mom wasn't super good looking, because then other men would look at her. I'm like, Dad, that's, you know, I don't know why he told us that. My mom was actually pretty hot. But they're right. Guys don't want you to be, you know, the envy of all guys' eyes, because then other male alpha males are going to try to take mom away. And some of us moms look. I'm telling you that right now. We will look and see who else is in the herd or who else is in the pack. And sometimes we look, sometimes we talk, and sometimes we even fantasize about other pack members. But no. We still take care of our children, and we still rear our man's offspring. Not only am I rearing my man's offspring, but all my offspring now have big rears, just like me. Okay, so you know I put a lot of me into the rearing of the kids. So, all right, so men need to make sure, though, however, that they also don't put all their dimes in one basket or all their eggs in one basket. So when my husband was dating, he still had a couple feet, ankles, into some other nest, just in case. Or like, are you going to want to have kids with me? He didn't even ask me if I wanted to marry him first. He let down a little bit of seed to see if I wanted to make babies. Because here I was, you know, in medical school. I was very career-oriented, busting my butt to get a medical degree. He was probably worried that I, you know, wasn't going to want to have kids. And as soon as I said, yes, I'm going to want to have kids, you know, but you better get your foot out of that nest and this out of that, no finger there, and know that, you know, then, boom, I had to hog-tie him down, get him drunk, and make sure that he only stuck with me. And it worked. And here we are 18 years later, and I am his prize wife. Lord have mercy. But ladies, that's how it works. Which means if you want a man, you need to convince him that you are a baby-making machine. Wait a second. That just doesn't sound right. This is the year 2015. Well, but you know what? That's what I had to do. I had to tell him that I was going to pop out at least two kids. And pop, and they came. All right, so that's how it goes. So back to sperm. Why were we talking about sperm? Oh, what do you have to eat? Oh, healthy food. Yeah, you got to eat a lot of healthy food. Sorry. Fish, red meat, dairy products, L-arginine, lysine, Brussels sprouts, peas, chickpeas, folic acid, that kind of stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the whole point. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905. My TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I just thought of something. Sorry. Too funny. Sorry. Oh, man, I got the gigglies today. Yeah, you know what? The sperm story, I splashed through that too quickly. I really apologize. You guys really need to know what to eat to boost your sperm level. So let me just quickly spend 2 seconds on that, and then we will move on. Trust me, I have so much to tell you about this. Okay, sorry. This is really, you know what? I love the fact that I'm getting to teach you guys something, okay? Because it really is important. Okay, so... amino acid, okay, the amino acid L-arginine, you get in fish, poultry, red meat. What does it do? It produces nitric oxide. Now, some of you say, I notice that I have better erections when I eat fish. Well, it's probably because the L-arginine is producing nitric oxide. Dilates blood vessels, help better flow. So for those of you that eat fish or poultry, now what about red meat? Remember years ago they were talking about how red meat increases virility. Red meat does that too. So probably many of you guys would eat a nice juicy steak. Oh, it does it for me. If my husband wants to get me in the mood, don't be dancing or singing or writing me a poem. Slap a big, huge, juicy steak onto my plate and let me eat that unmolested. Let me just eat my steak. Leave me alone. Let me eat my steak and then I'm good. Better circulation to the groin boosts sperm health and increases sperm motility so they swim properly. L-arginine also helps in cell division, immune function, release of hormones, and so that's important. Now you got your folic acid. Folic acid, extremely important. You get into broccoli and Brussels sprouts, peas and chickpeas. I don't eat any of those, so I am very low in folic acid. Very, very important, however, unfortunately, for malnourished pregnant women who are giving birth to babies with spinal disorders. So we always want to make sure we supplement folic acid because no pregnant woman wants to sit there and eat a Brussels sprout. Okay? Now, folic acid does protect the sperm from DNA damage. So if you have, let's say, too many chromosomes, like aneuploidy, etc., your sperm needs to still recreate good sperm with your normal DNA. You can't be having an aneuploid sperm. So that helps improve the quality of that. What about vitamin D? Vitamin D, getting some sun, but be careful, melanoma, of course. Vitamin D helps boost motility. You know how when you see the sun, you want to just run outside and run. Same thing with sperm. Now, zinc is supposed to help the quality of the seminal fluid. It's supposed to also help sperm count, motility, etc. So, having vitamin D and zinc could help as well. Then, L-carnitine. Now, L-carnitine is supposed to give energy to the sperm. I don't know if I would just tell you to go and take carnitine, but you want to make sure that you are supplementing that. A lot of times the L-carnitine, I believe, is from meat products. I don't think vegans pick up as much L-carnitine. I have to look that up. Coenzyme Q, another important nutrient to convert the food to energy, also boost motility, etc. Then you got the omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids give the sperm flexibility. You know how whenever your steak has a whole bunch of fat all marbled into it and then it just kind of slides off the fork? Right. Omega-3 fatty acids. Fat does that. And it helps give the sperm flexibility so the head of the sperm can penetrate the egg. Doesn't mean nothing. If you have all sorts of sperm floating around, if the sperm can't bend and side swat, you know, then, you know, I don't know, reverse cowboy and do whatever the hell it has to do to get in there, it's got to do it. Now, they say sperm cells must also have very specific membrane characteristics in order to be able to bind to the membrane of the egg. So, you know, as us women, we go, wait a second, I need my man to look like this and this and this. Same thing with the egg. The egg is like, oh, hell no, not you. Wait a second, maybe you. All right? Now, some of you are like, well, I like broccoli. All right, what can I do with broccoli to help my sperm? Eat it, okay? Again, everything we're talking about, you eat. Nothing, any other route, okay? So eat. Broccoli does contain the coenzyme Q10, so you could use that for that. Okay, so what about certain lifestyle? Well, sometimes your lifestyle can mess up your sperm by causing free radical damage, okay? Not radical at all, not totally radical. Free radical damage is very, very bad. Now, so your sperm needs lower levels of free radicals. What can cause free radical damage in men? Well, jacuzzis, heat, okay? Men don't do well with heat. Car seats that are heated. You know, some of these fancy cars, I sat in my friend's car once and I hit a button and all of a sudden my thighs, and it was easier to Kegel. I was sitting there going, wait a second. I, this is easy. Why? Because everything was all warm down there. It was really, really cool. But that is not very good for sperm. Tight underwear. You need the testicles to hang low and cool off. If the testicles are shoved up against your perineal TT area, no, that's going to unfortunately warm them too much. You got to get the cell phone out of your pocket. No laptops. Remember we said that laptops that are sitting there on your lap are frying your testicles? They are. You got to be very, very careful. Sperm are hurt by heat. They also say that charred barbecued foods could hurt your sperm. We want you to have the omega-3 fatty acids, but not the trans fats. You got to get away from trans fats. You got to avoid alcohol and nicotine and other recreational drugs. And then, of course, diet. So what should you do? You want to eat your vitamin C, berries, citrus fruits, leafy vegetables, peppers, vitamin E you get from nuts and seeds, coenzyme Q from your beef and chicken and pork and salmon and trout, broccoli, oranges. Selenium helps sperm. Lamb, turkey, cod, halibut, salmon, sardines, tuna, and Brazil nuts give you selenium. You also need some N-acetylcysteine. We didn't talk about that. That's also important for sperm health. You could get that from chicken and duck and pork and turkey and dairy and eggs and broccoli and onions and red peppers. Never forget about lycopene. Lycopene is really good. You get that from the tomatoes. You get that from watermelon, guava, grapefruit, and then zinc. Beef, chicken, lamb, pork give you zinc, spinach, oyster, pumpkin seeds, nuts, wheat germ, and my favorite that I could eat over and over and over again, which is why I probably have grown sperm, cocoa. All right. Did you guys learn something from that? Oh, I hope so. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you sports fans out there, still kind of scratching your head on Deflategate. I thought it would be over. But I guess the Patriots locker room attendant, this is allegedly, there's an investigative report from ESPN saying there was a locker room attendant who attempted to have an unapproved football used during Patriots game, or the Patriots game in question, the January 18th game. Apparently, previous reports said there were underinflated balls, I guess 11 PSI rather than the 12.5 PSA. Now there's all this talk of a locker room attendant who tried to introduce an unapproved ball at the AFC Championship game. All right, and I guess he's 48 years old. Jim, really, didn't we talk about this already? Why is this news? I don't know. No, apparently, McNally is in the news. He's been interviewed now by the lawyer who was looking into the allegations of this. Still thought the Patriots did really, really well. Really, really good game. All right, so I don't know what happened in the locker room, and I really, really don't care. Super Bowl's over. I missed football and just kind of, you know, seeing everybody talk of football without, you know, being able to watch it again is really, really tough. So, I'm definitely going through football withdrawal. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Scientists are high-fiving each other and doing the fist bump because they have for the first time mapped out the molecular switches that can turn on or silence individual genes in the DNA, better known as the epigenome. So this could work on 100 types of human cells, which is an accomplishment that reveals the complexity of genetic information. So what the hell is this all about? Well, researchers have unveiled the map of the epigenome in a journal today. Very, very exciting news for those of us gene geeks, all right? Alongside a bunch of papers, and this mapping effort is supposed to help us figure out the blueprint of an individual person. If we could figure out your DNA, know which DNA causes cancer, then maybe we could manipulate where that DNA never gets expressed. That's why you need the epigenome. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. All right, guys, we have Barack Obama dropping the F-bomb. We'll talk about to whom it was targeted to. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a
speak.
speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently there's a book citing how Barack Obama lost his cool dropping MF bombs. All right. When David Axelrod apparently was his top strategist during his 2012 presidential campaign, and he says that President Obama cussed at him in front of others, stormed out of a debate prep session in rage, said the MFs are never happy. That's probably talking about like us radio folk. We're never happy. Maybe the reason why we're never happy is because the economy still stinks. Okay, there's a lot of us not happy. So, apparently the debates didn't seem to do as well for Obama. I remember back then, I thought Mitt Romney kind of kept this cool. Unfortunately, it didn't matter because the debates don't always. Everybody thinks, well, because the JFK Nixon debate, the debate really has that much bearing on the presidential election. I think not that I really want to go into that, but, cause I have a lot of opinions on the matter. Just the idea, all I want to talk about was, cause I could go on, and I still have to talk about the marijuana story. I know everybody wants to hear that much more than me complaining about politics and elections. However, apparently he thinks none of us are ever happy. And I'm a little frustrated by that, especially dropping the MFs, because I'm sorry. You know, when you kind of cuss out your fellow public servants, because I'm assuming he's talking about Congress, right, or voters, or the people you are serving as a public servant, that's really uncool, right? So to me, whether it was true or not, the idea behind us making a president so mad that he has to cuss us out is not cool at all, okay? I don't want a president mad, but I also don't want to feel like we are just in his way, okay? He's supposed to be here for us, okay? He was supposed to make the economy better. He was supposed to help make this better. Right? Everybody claims he had to clean up Bush's mess. Here we are years later, and we still have a mess, even a bigger mess with health care. So, you know, he could call us whatever. I'm not going to, because he's still a, you know, public servant, and, you know, we still have to show the respect that any of our congressmen, senators, et cetera, deserve. But we made him mad. And that was kind of interesting to see. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, doesn't get mad are these little baby mice who get to be on marijuana. And scientists decided to study mice to see why marijuana gives you the munchies. Now, the cannabinoids, which are chemical compounds in marijuana, seem to influence a group of nerve cells called the pro-opio-melanocortin neurons, POMC. Okay, these, I guess, help control appetite. They usually suppress the appetite. Oh, man, well, then, you know, let me take a bunch of those. By releasing alpha-melanocyte-stimulating hormone, or AMSH. The hormone causes a person to feel full and satiated, like they've eaten enough. All right, well, then why don't they make a pill out of that? But cannabinoids cause the POMC neurons to work in reverse and instead promote the release of a hormone that produces hunger. This is according to Dr. Thomas Horvath, professor of neurobiology at Yale. He said, we found that normally when these neurons are activated, for example, after a meal, they release a chemical known to propagate satiety, which is why we always say to eat slow. You got to eat slow because you're waiting for that hormone to be given off. But when you expose the cells to marijuana, they start releasing another chemical called beta endorphin that is kind of like an opiate. That causes increased appetite. A lot of you guys take painkillers like I'm always hungry. Well, yeah, it's painkillers. So basically, it's messing up with your ability to be satiated, and that's why you're hungry. However, you have a lot of people that smoke pot that are skinny. You have a lot of people that smoke pot that don't have diabetes. So you wonder if maybe for some people it affects the neurons, and for some people it doesn't. So really, really cool. I think the mice were really, really happy. The beta endorphin hormones released by the POMC neurons under the influence of marijuana may also explain why people get high from pot, because you get a certain euphoria from it. Interesting, interesting stuff. Now, all right, if I have any sort of alcohol, I have to pee a lot. and I never have to pee for the same amount that I might have. So if I just like a little bit of champagne or something like that, I'm peeing all night. Why? Well, your brain produces anti-diuretic hormone, this ADH, and this ADH is supposed to stop you from urinating. Anti-diuretic, to stop diuresis. When you drink alcohol, however, your brain doesn't make much ADH. So, again, negative feedback. Now you start to make more urine. Dr. Carl Kruzelnicki has decided to explain the science behind why you end up having to go pee-pee after just drinking a little bit of alcohol. They say there is no magic seal that holds the urine at bay inside the bladder other than your normal urinary sphincter. They say alcohol will actually interfere with your hydration, so you actually get very dehydrated when you drink. Could also start to mess with the kidneys, etc. All right, but the brain produces your ADH hormone, and that gets affected almost immediately when you drink alcohol. So now you have the mechanism that's supposed to stop you from urinating withdrawn. And so now you don't make as much ADH, and now your body starts to get ready to go pee-pee, and then you have to go pee. And that's what happens. So you got to be careful because you really, really dehydrate. A lot of people go, oh, I lost weight when I drank alcohol. No, no, no. You might have gotten dehydrated, okay? You might have gotten dehydrated, and then now you need to go back and hydrate up. It doesn't mean you're going to lose weight. And remember, there's tons of calories, so you have to be really, really careful with that. So, interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the ZipperBot was designed by MIT researcher Adam Witten. It uses optical sensors to automatically open and close zips. It also responds to movement. So, technically, if you were eating and your pants started to get tight, And you know, a lot of you are like, well, why is this important? This is just a cosmetic thing. No, it's not. How many of you start to have horrible reflux and you start to burp, etc., because your pants are too tight or your dress is too tight? All right, this is exactly what we're talking about. Okay, then this could lead, unfortunately, to reflux. So a researcher from MIT has created the ZipperBot. It uses sensors to open and close the teeth in response to movement, like an enlarging zip line. And this is pretty, pretty cool, because what about people that have disabilities that can't dress themselves or you have to pee? Have any of you guys ever been in a cast and you have to unzip or unbutton your pants? Right? And you can't, so you have to have somebody else. So you walk up to a complete stranger in the middle of the bathroom saying, can you please take off my pants for me? And then they run out of the bathroom screaming, going, oh, my, you know, and then security comes in going, ma'am. I'm like, no, look, I just can't take off my pants to pee. I need some help. Man, I'm sorry. You're going to have to come with me. No, you don't understand. I got to pee. All right? I have to pee. I cannot unzip and take off my pants. All right, which is why you just don't wear jeans or pants or whatever. All right, so I think it's pretty, pretty cool. I think it's pretty exciting, and that is a pretty fancy zipper. Okay, well, not too cool is we have a daughter who has discussed having sex with her dad. Natasha Rose Chenier, 24 years old, grew up in Vancouver, never knew her father. She met her father when she was 19 and went to visit him in Jamaica. When she got to know him, she started to feel sexually attracted to him. He felt the same way. Major sickos. Then, I guess they acted on their sexual feelings. Natasha felt disgusted, left, okay, and has had therapy. Now, they say that incest, this is frightening, incest can occur in 50% of those who meet relatives as adults. So I guess if you have a child that hasn't met their daddy, have them meet their daddy like really young and quick, because otherwise you're going to fall in love with them later. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.